This is the morning, Monday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. The Montezuma Community Economic Development Association works to support new and expanding economic opportunities throughout Montezuma County. And joining us today on the Zine this morning are Dave Hart and Chris Burkett. Dave Hart is a director on the board of directors of MECADA, Montezuma Community Economic Development Association. And Chris Burkett is a staff person there. He's the economic development specialist. Welcome to you both here at KSJD. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
So let's kind of start back with maybe a little history of MECADA. Chris, maybe, or Dave, jump in there. Montezuma Community Economic Development Association. A lot of people think it's Montezuma County, but it's really the Montezuma community, thinking of the different entities that are in our community. So who wants to jump in there and give a little background or history? You're looking at each other.
Yeah, I'm thinking I've been just really involved since 1st of November. Dave might be able to answer this one just a little bit better about the exact start date, because I know there's been
several iterations of this.
Right.
I've been on the board since I think 08, but it's been started and stopped and started and stopped several times, and I think that the great thing that's happened now is that we're moving forward with having someone to get out in the community, and that's with Chris. But over the years, when I look at the things that we've done, and certainly there hasn't been a lot of money to work with, which is Montezuma County in general, some of the things that come to mind are things like helping with the bond issue for the school, for both Dolores and Cortez school districts. We've done a lot of work with education, because that's been one of our major emphases. We've done a lot of work with the community college on helping students with the ability to transportation and so on to get that there. We've done work with the community college as far as their things have changed. We've said, hey, come back to the community, talk to us. So we've been involved in things that you wouldn't necessarily think of immediately as economic development when you look at education, but in truth, long term, that's a very important piece of what we've done. And so working with businesses, we've done a lot of I'll take an example. Like when Cortez Cab wanted to start, we did letters to the state to try to help them with their licensing. So things that you don't see, the public, it's not visible to the public, the things we do. It's important to the businesses that we helped, but it isn't necessarily visible to the community. And one of the things that we've worked very hard with is to have all of the community, the city of Cortez, the town of Dolores, town of Mancos, Ute Mountain Tribe, all active with the board and the county, and then businesses and nonprofits. So it's bringing a lot of different people to the table to talk about something that's very important to everybody that lives here.
If you just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and you were just hearing from Dave Hart. He is the Health Program Director at the Pinion Project, but he holds a seat on the Board of Directors at the Montezuma Community Economic Development Association, MECADA. Chris Burkett is here as well. He's the staff person there now, Economic Development Specialist with MECADA. So education has been a focus, and then bringing together the different entities, which is a difficult task to do in any community when you talk about different governments. And we have, of course, an extra layer here in our community. An extra asset is to have both tribal and non-tribal governments working together. Mm-hmm. And so that has been a big focus over the years, is to bring all these folks to the table.
Absolutely.
What do you think has been the outcome or the benefit of putting focus on just convening people in a room?
Well, you know, part of it was the fact, and the tribe was very active for several years now. The last year or so, they have not been, but we're working to get them back. But when you think about bringing the county, and although this has certainly improved, the county and the city of Cortez together in a room to talk about positive progress, that's been difficult at times, but it's worked for us. It's worked very well at the table for economic development, and I think that's critical. And to be sure that Mancos and Dolores don't feel left out, because sometimes I think they do.
Mm-hmm. Chris, were you going to?
Well, I was just going to add to that and say, take it back even a few years. The city of Cortez, clear back in the early 80s, started with an economic development person to try to get some things going, and they went forward for a while. And then we had another economic development association start up, and they went for a while. And then the city actually hired another person for a while, and kind of working with the county. And all through that period of time, they were working with some of our local businesses, but they were really focusing on trying to bring in business from out of the area into Cortez, you know, trying to build economic development. And I think over the years, people could see, well, they're not bringing anybody new here. Some folks moved here on their own. But all through that, all the different economic development groups did work with some of the folks that moved in here, you know, with Osprey and Tuffy. You know, as they came in, there were things that they were worked with on. And you just don't always see that, like Dave was saying. Well, the past few years, what's been happening is that Maqueda is starting to say, hey, let's work with our locals. Let's take care of our local business. If our local businesses are healthy, if they're able to move forward, they're successful, then we actually can be more successful in our community by keeping those jobs here, maybe helping them to expand some, helping them take care of our community. And so that's where I'm really coming in, is to really focus on our local businesses here. So, there's a lot of things that people, well, they're not doing anything. Well, actually, they are getting out and doing a lot of different things. It's just they're not always things that you can see.
What are some of the this philosophy of investing in your local business and growing it up? I remember it wasn't too many years ago that the county commissioners of Montezuma County actually had a resolution that said this is the focus that we think we're going. So it's interesting, and I think a credit to you and the county that this is the direction that people seem to be moving in the same direction. What are the other organizations that you work with to do this kind of work? And maybe even a step back is, what is the kind of work that Maqueda will do or does do when it comes to working with or growing the existing business?
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples.
Thanks.
I've just started. I'm working 2 days a week at the present time, and we're looking at needing to expand that to 3 to 4 days a week over a period of time and get out and start visiting with all of our locals. I've spoken to most of the banks. I'm still getting around to the rest of them to find out what it is that they can offer, if they've got anything that any properties on the books. So if somebody does come to us from out of the area or some of our locals need to expand, you know, we can visit with them and say, oh, we know where some properties are. But there are a couple local businesses that I've already gone and visited with and found out, well, they were unaware that we have a enterprise zone in most of Montezuma County.
And an enterprise zone is important. Why?
And that's exactly what I was going to say. They're going, uh-huh. Well, what's an enterprise uh-huh. zone? And what that actually do, if they get signed up with it, they can actually get tax credits for investments, for expansion, for training, for jobs credits. There's a lot of different things they can actually get some credits or tax options for. And they're going through and putting all their money out to expand and not getting any credit. You know, so this actually saved them money that they could put back into the business instead of just paying off in taxes. So there are opportunities that way.
And that can be for an existing business right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Hmm.
And they can call me, 970-560-5581, or they can get in touch with Laura Lewis Machino with Region 9 over in Durango, and her number is 970-247-9621. So if they just want to find out, we can start getting information for them. But there's also opportunities with the state of Colorado. There's the Office of Economic Development and International Trade. I think of them as EDIT.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going, okay, what does it all stand for? But there are opportunities where they will work with businesses that actually export out of the state or export out of the country. And I've put two local businesses, one in Cortez and one in Mancos, in contact with them because they both ship to Germany and out of the country. So there are opportunities where the state can come in, again, perhaps help them with some additional tax credits or help them cut through some of the red tape, you might say, to help them make it easier to export.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and we're talking about economic development here with Chris Burkett. He's an economic development specialist with Maqueda, the Montezuma Community Economic Development Association. Dave Hart is here as well. He's a board member and also of Maqueda, and he's the health program director at the Pinion Project, which has a board seat. on the Makeda board. The you mentioned Region 9, Chris. They're one of the other entities that that we work with here. Who are the other partners? Because it takes a bunch of different entities, right,
to
move the information forward and funnel both in and out. Who else?
Well, we have start with Montezuma County, City of Cortez, Town of Dolores, Town of Mancos. There actually is the Town of Dove Creek and Rico are involved, but Region 9 actually involves several other counties and a bunch of other municipalities in their overall group. However, Makeda is just Makeda.
Tomato.
Exactly. Potato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Exactly. is primarily focusing on Montezuma County. And so that's where we're putting our time. But we have those entities. In addition, we have Small Business Development Center. Joe Keck is working with us.
That's at Fort Lewis College,
That's
right?
at Fort Lewis College. We've got the state that's working with us through the EDIT office. I can't even say it now.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Certainly the Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, we deal a lot with the Chamber.
Exactly. And there's been, in the past, I think the Chamber's kind of done their thing, and Makeda's kind of done their thing. And I've been over and spoken with Gina several times, and we're looking forward to working together and trying to bring things together where they hear something, hey, you know, they can pass it on. If I hear something, we can try to work together and move forward, too.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope. We're talking economic development with Dave Hart and Chris Burkett. They're with the Montezuma Community Economic Development Montezuma Community Economic Development Association. We all got our tongues tied right this morning. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us. We're back. This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and we're talking with Dave Hart and Chris Burkett. Dave's a board member of the Montezuma Community Economic Development Association, Makeda. Chris Burkett is a staff person there. He's the economic development specialist, and we're talking about economic development here in Southwest Colorado, and specifically Montezuma County. I'm struck by the idea that in every county across America, and there's a lot of them, there's probably a discussion around economic development, like how do we either grow it up here or bring it in, or what's our asset? And actually the conversation beginning with, I guess, our assets. When you guys sit around the table or are out in the community acting, what do you see are the key assets that Montezuma County has in terms of its own development?
You know, one of the things I always think about, because it's what brought me here, myself and my wife, is the environment. What do we have here to offer in the way of, if a person likes the outdoors, and I'm thinking there as far as people coming to Cortez or Montezuma County and staying to work, you know, if you can maybe perhaps lure someone here, hey, come, we have a great place, they come to live. If they don't like it, if one or the other, let's say it's a husband and wife, don't like it, they leave. And so you have the possibility of a brain drain, so to speak. You know, you bring someone in who maybe has a lot of character and a lot of capability to do a job, but you lose them if they don't love the area. So, and that's not something that you could say is an economic development piece, but when you look at what we have here in the mountains and the desert and all the various things in the area, I think it's extremely strong for a lot of people who love the outdoors, the bikers and whoever else comes here.
But why can't we say that's economic development?
It is. You can use it as that. I mean, certainly.
It's hard to quantify, but
it is.
You know, people are moving to different communities. I mean, you know.
They have to be really committed when it comes to that quality of life aspect. I think if you talk to the Gregories, that's why they moved here.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, this is the owners of Tuffy Security.
You know, it was mountain biking. You talk to the folks that originally started Osprey. It was the hiking and the camping, et cetera. You know, that kind of brought them here. So that's the economic development is an aspect when you talk about the quality of life and the outdoors, you know, and coming and going. But if somebody's bringing a business here, they have to take that and weigh it against – the issues that we have, such as do we have enough qualified personnel? Are they trained to do what they need in their manufacturing or in their business? Shipping is a real issue here. So, Makeda has been looking along with Region 9 and Farmington and some other options about what can we do about transportation to get things out of the southwest corner. The city of Cortez has been very vital and active in trying to get the pipeline opened up, for Internet access and so people can do things online, and they're doing a good job of that. But it's still, if you're making a product and having to ship it out, it can't go by rail. It really doesn't go by air. So that means you've got to truck it, and so expenses go up. And so they have to look at all of those things. If they're like the Gregories and Tuffy, they're committed. They go, we don't care. That's part of our business. We want to live here. So we do. We have to market that aspect also.
Is that a way that America is changing, where there are people who are innovators and thinkers who say, I could go work in the Bakken and live in North Dakota, or I could work for Kinder Morgan and be down here in southwest Colorado because the hunting and fishing is just so accessible, mm-hmm. and mountain biking, as you mentioned, and that you have these, that's a different kind or different way of thinking about economic development?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're beginning to do is we're also visiting with Ann Miller at the Unlimited Learning Center, and we're visiting with SECC about what can
Southwest Colorado Community College.
Correct. Yeah. Too many acronyms.
It's a lot of acronyms.
No wonder we're tongue-tied this morning. But anyway, about what can they do for training opportunities? Ann's going, hey, she's got the biggest pipeline in Cortez that the city's providing. I think most people know that they actually do training clear up in Alaska. They do it across the country. And it amazed me how many people don't even know where the Unlimited Learning Center is or what it does. But she can build classes specifically for a business if they needed something. SCCC is looking at trying to do the same thing. They've got three big trailer trucks that they're hauling over into the Lisbon Valley and doing pump training, electrical training, mm-hmm. And so they're getting into that aspect. So there are things that we're looking at going, okay, if we can begin to provide these things along with our quality of life, maybe we can begin to address all the different issues that affect economic development to entice people to come in here, but also to take some of our existing businesses and perhaps help them expand. We've got them here. Let's keep them here. Let's make it better for them to survive and be prosperous.
Your annual meeting is tomorrow, and that's at noon. Do I have that right?
At noon in Mancos.
Okay. Why is that an important meeting for maybe people to be aware of and folks that might want to plug into Makeda?
Well, I think I've been to several of these of the annual meetings, and it certainly gives people the ability to have some insight. You can say you're more than welcome to come to a meeting, and people more than welcome are. We have a meeting every the second Tuesday of every month, generally at the Cortez Journal at 3:00. That's kind of our set. But it's easier, perhaps, for people to come to a lunch meeting and sit down without perhaps feeling like they're intruding, which they wouldn't be, but they would feel that way. But when you come to an open meeting, like an annual meeting, then you can ask questions. You can see how we function. You can see who is there, who's on this, because there's a lot of people on it. They might say, I can't, the bankers are on there and all these different people that we know around town who and commissioners and so on who are available to talk to.
And it also gives us a chance to kind of highlight what we've accomplished for the past 6 months to a year, and also to review what the goals and objectives are for this next 6 months to a year, so they can get a sense of where they come from and where are we going right now. What is the emphasis? What are the interests? Where is this group going? Are they just sitting and going, well, they really don't know where they're headed? And this gives them a chance to go, oh, okay, they really do have a goal. They've got some objectives they're wanting to try and achieve along the way, so that it's not just, oh, it's pie in the sky. They're hoping to bring GM in here. We go, no, that's not the case. We're trying to take care of our local businesses right now. Let's focus on them. Let's move them forward. And if someone is out there that's looking, certainly we'll jump right in and help them. But let's really get an idea of where is this group going. And I think that's one of the things that can be achieved at an annual meeting, because they can hear that, and then they've got a chance to visit with the folks that are out in the field and the folks that are on the board that are actually involved.
And that'll be at the community center in Mancos?
Correct.
What time?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock tomorrow. Dave Hart is here. He's the health program director at the Pinion Project, but he's also a board member of the Montezuma Community Economic Development Association. And Chris Brisket is on staff with Makeda. He's the economic development specialist. There's much more to talk about. I hope you'll come back. Good luck. It sounds like you have some nice direction heading forward. So thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.